moving up slowly. He got juju up all he want. Holy roller, he got hand down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
All you crazy fuckers out there in podcast land, thank you for joining me again on this podcast, The Bartender's Jukebox. And who the fuck knows what I'm going to talk about today. It's been a very up and down day for me. I was over at my dad's place today, cleaning out the basement and going through some stuff. And, you know, the bad, like, I don't want to say bad memories. There's memories that come up that just make it a bad day and stuff like that. Came across some of my brother's stuff, you know, in the process of that, and I don't want to say I'm battling demons, but shit hits the heart. Shit definitely hits the heart. So I'm gonna say this when I first start off this podcast today: your loved ones, I don't care if you have a fucking gripe with them whatsoever, whatever it might be, get over it, figure it out some way somehow, because when they're gone, you're never gonna be able to say I love you again. You're never ever going to be able to give them a hug. So take your loved one right now and just give them a hug and just say, I love you. I fucking love you. Like, look them square in the eyes if you can, or call them on the damn phone or send them a text message, because you never know when your last breath will be or when their last breath will be. So I'll leave it at that. I had I'm a little hyped up there getting that out because I want to reinforce that all to y'all. Like, call your family members, call your loved ones. If you care about somebody, let them the fuck know. That's all. Don't hold it inside. Don't hold grudges. Don't hold nothing like that, because you never know when your time's up. So let's just leave it at that, my friends. So like I was saying, I was cleaning out my dad's place today, or a little bit, as best I can, one armed, unfortunately. My dad, I can't say he was really the handiest of guys. He was had the firm belief of, why am I gonna work when I've already worked my go to work, you know, in his time. And that theory really didn't work for me because it didn't really teach me any aspects in life except just go to work, you know, outside of that. And as I was cleaning out my dad's basement, like, I came across so many old tools that my grandfather had. I mean, old drills, and when I say old, like hand crank drills and stuff, saws, crazy vice grips and clamps, and old like clipping scissors from like the 1940s and 50s. I mean, in a way, personally, I wish my dad would have taken the time to actually show me all that stuff growing up, but unfortunately he didn't, you know. And I wish my dad would have maybe picked up some of those skills from his dad and passed them along to me. I mean, I think that's partly one of the things I've been missing my whole life is, I don't know how to put that, like, I always wanted to work with my hands, but I just never really knew how to do it. And I guess it's one of those things you just gotta say fuck it and go in and do it. But anyways, so yeah, like, I came across all this old crazy stuff, and me and my stepmom were just like going through it and going, we look at each other and go, what the fuck does he have this for? You know, he never used it. And then, you know, coming across some of my brother's army stuff. Excuse me there. Little hiccup burp. I had a Gatorade that gave me a little indigestion, so I do apologize for that. But yeah, like I was saying, my brother's stuff I came across today, and you know, I probably will bring this up in every podcast in one way or another. I just want to say, Doc Williams, I know you're up there looking down on all of us, man, and just keep looking over us, Doc. I love you, brother. I fucking miss you. I miss you every single day. And there are times when I just have those moments, like, I just stare off into space and I think of a moment me and him had. You know, I still remember one time he came over to my house, and there's this place called Mount Penn where I live, and the whole mountain caught on fire. I had no idea. Like, I was upstairs sleeping. I worked a third shift job at that time, and he came over and he was like, yo, wake up and look out your window. I'm like, what? He's like, dude, look out your fucking window. I'm like, all right, man, let me look out the window. And my neighbors are hanging their heads out. Like, I'm on the third floor. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? And I pop my head back, and I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like, he's still half asleep. He's like, dude, look at the mountain. So I look at the mountain. I mean, it looked like back when, I don't know if you've seen, remember the wildfires that happened down in Tennessee, how it just looked like some crazy apocalyptic, fiery mess. I mean, that was Mount Penn. And he talked me into this at that time, and he's like, dude, we are going for a blunt cruise. I'm like, a blunt cruise? He's like, yes. I'm like, isn't that kind of stupid right now? I mean, the law enforcement's going to be out. He's like, honestly, it's going to be the best time because everybody's up on the mountain right now. So me and him took the next hour and drove around the city, pretty much getting high and enjoying life and talking about everything and anything. He put on this interlude thing from The Matrix. It just had this catchy beat, and we just zoned out at some point, and you know, it was completely random. Completely fucking random. You know, sometimes how shit works out like that. You know, and this is one of the stupid little stories. It's not a stupid story. I mean, it's just one of the little stories that I'll always remember for me. I know, like I said, I was young, so smoking weed back then at that time was part of the way I coped with a lot of things. I never really opened up about that too much. And like I said, one of these days I might get the stones up to let you in on my personal life story, which is one thing I don't do too often whatsoever. I mean, I've held a lot of stuff in for years, and you know, I will say this, and I've said it before, dudes, guys, I know you all need to think you need to be strong motherfuckers, but get that shit out every once in a while. Just even if you have to crack that seal, because trust me, you'll feel a little bit better and you won't be hurting as much and you won't feel so dead inside. And just know, like I said before, I'm fucking here for you all. You know, you can get a hold of me here on the podcast, if you're friends with me on Facebook, whatever. You're having a bad fucking day, you know, because like I said, I went through some shit this last 2 months. Complete hell in my head, complete hell in my body, and I don't want to see anybody else go through that. Anybody else whatsoever. So if I can fucking help you in any way, shape, or form, just by being a listening ear or whatever it is, just know I'm there for you. You know, like, we're all in this together in this world, and on the real, I got y'all. You know, I may not be fucking Superman, I may not be a psychiatrist or a doctor, but at least it's an open ear for you, you know, or somebody to just chat back and forth with and say, yo, this is what's going on in my life. And in a heartbeat, I got you. So, enough about all that stuff right now. Let's get into some other crazy shit that's going on right now. Today was like 90-some degrees. I don't know, so after like cleaning out my dad's house, he wound up doing this one headed. Me and my stepmom take her blind dog for a walk. Ever since my dad's been in the home, and since the passing of my brother, my stepmom's needed something to take care of. And she got a blind basset hound, and his name is Harley. And so we took him out for a walk today, and I swear it felt like it was 101 degrees out. Now I'm back home, relaxing in the AC, and I'm looking out the window, and it looks like a damn tsunami out there. Thundering and lightning and wind going like crazy. I see the trees bending. Talk about a crazy day in general. So I want to say thank you to everybody that has shared this podcast. It means a lot to me. I mean, for a while, like, people get into this stuff and they lose hope because nobody shares it. Nobody's listening to my music, or, you know, nobody wants to hear what I have to say or anything like that. You know what? You're on a platform where there's millions and millions of people on it. You are going to fall through the cracks on it. It's going to happen, unfortunately. You know, just ask your friends to share it, man. I want to say thank you to my wrestling brothers and sisters, my bartending brothers and sisters, you know, for sharing it. And my music friends, too. At one point in time, I owned a bar, and I used to book a lot of different bands and stuff like that. And those band members and stuff and those guys that have shared this, thank you all. Like, I ain't gonna lie, when I seen it, this fucker teared up just a little bit. I had a little tear come in my eye because it hit me in the heart, you know, and I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you. I really felt the outpouring love by that. You know, for a while I was feeling like nobody texted me or during this recovery period, and I was like going down this dark fucking road. And just the fact of the simple share of this podcast makes me, it warms my heart. It makes my heart happy. So thank you guys. And if there's any bartenders listening to this and you want your, like, a drink recipe put up or something, man or lady, I will give you a shout out. I will put your recipe up on here, and I'll even tell them where you're working at too, so that way they can come visit you and get one of your great cocktails. You know, it's all about supporting one another. I will support my bartender friends, I will support my musician friends, and I will support my wrestling family all day, every day. So if you guys need anything from me, don't ever hesitate to hit me up. Don't ever hesitate to hit me up. So today, in the midst of cleaning out stuff too, I was, I guess, trying to figure out some ways to go a little ecological friendly up on the farm. Had to do some recycling, so dropped it off, and the recycling plant that I went to, they have a bunch of pallets, so I kind of worked out a deal where I can take all the wood and repurpose it then, so like when I build my chicken coops and stuff, you know, let's see if we can do it at lowest cost possible. I'm also looking into catching rainwater, so I'm looking at doing a 3-tier barrel system for that as well. So I got one barrel today, so that's gonna be a good fun project for me when the time comes. What else is going on? I mean, things I've been thinking about for the farm too. I mean, I can't wait to get our orchards planted. I mean, that's one thing I definitely want is a orchard with, I can pick fruit anytime I want, you know, and a nice warm day, just grab an apple off the tree, grab a peach off the tree, pear, whatever, you know. I might even dedicate a little small section on the land to grapes. I have a lot of plans for it. It's so much stuff to do, and right now, like, livestock, the only livestock I think I'm going to be working with right away is chickens, just for the fresh eggs. But I think I'm going to be divulging a lot of time into produce, being one of the biggest ones. We're building greenhouses and stuff like that, and we'd like to totally go green if we could. I mean, we're going to be looking into solar electricity and all that good stuff as the time goes on. So, I think my first big project, though, to get through this winter, we're going to be putting in greenhouses, so that way we can start production on that stuff. If there's any restaurateurs out there, my whole goal with my farm, and when I say my farm, it's not me personally, it's my family. I know it sounds like a little selfish when I say I, but really it's we. We'd like to set up contracts to go from farm to table. So if you are interested in that, again, feel free to reach out to me and we can work something out. As long as you're within reason of the farm, and when I say reason, I'll even go 4 or 5 hours out just for you. So we can link up some contracts from there and figure out where we can go. And I'd like to cater your business as best I can with fresh produce and eggs, and possibly down the road, even fresh beef as well. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, any, how can I put this? I mean, I'm rambling on right now, and I think it's just because it's just been such an up and down day. I'm trying to get so much stuff out that's in my head. And I appreciate you guys listening, I mean, because it's definitely like a fucking roller coaster, that's for damn sure. I lost where I was going there. Stoner moment. So yeah, like I was saying, I'll support all you guys in any way I can. And speaking of that support, commercial time. If you guys haven't checked out the Three Beards of Wrestling podcast, I highly recommend you check it out. Those guys, they talk pro wrestling, they talk indie wrestling, they do interviews all the time, and if you are a huge wrestling fan, definitely check those guys out. Three Beards of Wrestling podcast, you won't be disappointed. And a huge shout out to Casey and the Deluxe Podcast Edition as well for giving me some guidance on all this stuff. You fucking rock. All you guys fucking rock. So, let me just hit you off with a song right now, and then I'll get my thoughts together and we can just ramble on again.
If a task has once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be thy labor great or small, do it well or not at all. Mama, we made it. We're finally the greatest of the world. I told you we make it. We're finally the greatest.
Knock, knock, who's there? The one, remember me? I'm looking kind of different these days, don't you agree? Your boy's going big these days, didn't you see? The hell with the devil, there's no sympathy. The wishes in my past are still riding me. All I can do is laugh as they lie to me. You can't take my guard from inside of me. Crosses up, light up the sky with me. I got a lot of crazy ass shit on my mind. Like, what's the real reason that the Pope resigned? I got Van Halen, I don't need a baseline. I knew we could do it, it was just a matter of time. Put the apple back on the tree, the grape on the vine. I came back to take back everything that was mine. If I live to be 109, I'm still in my prime. If I don't, then I don't. I'll live on in your mind. Come on, a hacksaw tour.
war, we endure. Cameras everywhere, everyone is keeping score. Everybody talking about what somebody saw. The world is a stake, I'ma chew it up raw. We're packing heavy metal like we're above the law. London, Japan, Germany and France. The streets in New York collide with the Netherlands. Jump up on some shoulders, baby, you never dance. You only live once, come on, here's your chance. You can be reborn, half God, half man. If you rise up and grab my hand. If I live to be 109, I'm still in my prime. If I don't, then I don't, I live on in your mind.
Something a little more positive for you. Don't want you to think the whole show is just negativity. This is about a festival. This is my idea for one of those big outdoor summer festivals. This is called Slugfest. And this is for men only. Here's what you do. You get about 100,000 of these fucking men. You know the ones I mean, these macho motherfuckers. Yeah, these strutting, preening, posturing, hairy, sweaty, alpha male jack-offs. The muscle assholes. You take about 100,000 of these disgusting pricks, and you throw them in a big dirt arena, big 25-acre dirt arena, and you just let them beat the shit out of each other for 24 hours nonstop. No food, no water, just whiskey and PCP. And you just let them punch and pound and kick the shit out of each other until only one guy is left standing. Then you take that guy and you put him on a pedestal and you shoot him in the fucking head. Yeah. Yeah. Then you put the whole thing on TV. Budweiser would jump at that shit in half a minute. And guys would volunteer. Guys would line up. All you gotta do is promise them a small appliance of some kind. Men will do anything. Just give them something that plugs in the wall, makes a whirring noise. Here's another male cliche. These guys who cut the sleeves off of their t-shirts so the rest of us can have an even more compelling experience of smelling their armpits. I say, hey, Bruno, shut it down, would you please? You smell like an anchovy's cunt, okay? Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Whoa. Not good, Bruno, and definitely not for sharing. This is the same kind of guy that has that barbed wire tattoo that goes all the way around the bicep. You seen that, haven't you? That's just what I need. Some guy who hasn't been laid since the bicentennial wants me to think he's a bad motherfucker because he's got a picture, a painting of some barbed wire on his eyes. Hey, Junior, come around when you have the real thing on there. I'll squeeze that shit on good and tight for you, okay? No kidding. No kidding. This is the same kind of guy, if you smashed him in the face 8 or 9 times with a big chunk of concrete and then beat him over the head with a steel rod for an hour and a half, you know what? He dropped like a fucking rock. Like a rock. Here's another guy thing that sucks. These t-shirts that say, lead, follower, get out of the way. You ever see that? This is more of that stupid Marine Corps bullshit. Obsolete male impulses from 100,000 years ago. Lead, follower, get out of the way. You know what I do when I see that shirt? I obstruct. I stand right in the guy's path, force him to walk around me. He gets a little past me. I spin him around, kick him in the nuts, rip off the shirt, wipe it on my ass, and shove it down his fucking throat. That's what I do when I see that shirt. Yeah. Hey, listen. That's all these Marines are looking for, a good time. And speaking of tough guys, I'm getting a little tired of hearing that after six policemen get arrested for shoving a floor lamp up some black guy's ass and ripping his intestines out, the police department announces they're gonna have sensitivity training. I say, hey, if you need special training to be told not to jam a large, cumbersome object up someone else's asshole, maybe you're too fucked up to be on the police force in the first place. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. Listen. Yeah. That's right. You know what they ought to do? They ought to have two new requirements for being on the police. Intelligence and decency. You never can tell. It might just work. It certainly hasn't been tried yet. No one should ever have any object placed inside their asshole that is larger than a fist and less loving than a dildo. Okay? Yeah.
In broad daylight, get right, get right. It's been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas is dead and shit. What the fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. You know, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's it, it's the truth.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
I'm lying.
Yo. Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that could leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm plotting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops. In the parking lots, where my nigga rock, like the spark a lot. My Brooklyn style speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, y'all some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitches suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. What? Yeah, wish I lived the life I live. Yo, prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghosts. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get the running. For the men's get the dumping. The fans get the dumping. MOBB got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
It's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Lump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
It's the real. Real baby, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually talk about my my brother that was in the army that passed away. Now, I don't ever really get the chance to talk about my other brother, Matt. He is going to be my farming buddy when things get down and dirty on the farm. So me and my brother, we're about 5 years apart, and you know, he went off to college and did his thing, and kind of, I don't want to say he went his separate ways. I mean, for a few years, he went off and got married, and I was single, and kind of just did our things, you know? And sometimes I regret those moments, and I look back, but I'm glad now, in this time in life, that I have a bond stronger than ever with him. And I take that as a blessing, because, you know, family's family, man, no matter what. And I love my brother Matt dearly, and I never really give him a shout out like I should, because I still have been grieving Jamie's death. So, and he's been there through it with me too, you know, and yeah. So, my brother, I mean, let me tell you, me and him growing up, I mean, we fought all the fucking time, me and Matt. I mean, Jesus. For no reason to, over dumb stuff, me and him. I mean, yeah. There were times at the table, like, I would just get up and smack my brother in the head, and nobody really knew why. But that was because my brother would pick on me and beat the crap out of me and all that other stuff, and nobody was really looking. So, Matt, if you're listening to this, fuck you, I love you. and then I have a sister too, Kathy. And she's much older than me. You know, it's... I don't get to talk to her as much as I'd like to sometimes, and I really wish I could. It's just the way life pans out sometimes, and hopefully one day me and her can actually sit down and actually have a really, really good extended talk and just bullshit for a few hours, you know, instead of the 20-minute passings here and there and all that stuff. I mean, I really know personally I gotta man up and make that time happen if it doesn't happen. So, like I said earlier, if you got your family and stuff like that, make that time for them. Because you sit here like me and go, oh, well, I should have done this and I should have done that. Instead of looking back and regret, at least you can say, I've done this, I've done that. And you will have a clear conscience whatsoever. And maybe this is the nice guy part of me, like, throwing all this out and stuff. I don't know. I really don't. But one of my trainers at wrestling had said to me one time, he goes, man, you're like a tattooed Ned Flanders. Ned Flanders, you know, from like fucking The Simpsons. I looked at him, I was like, Oakley Doakley, motherfucker. And he was like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, you know, it's fucking around, but yeah. another thing I've been thinking about these days too is if, you know what? I'm a bit stumped here. I was thinking about it, and I lost that thought. And I don't know why I really just lost that thought. You know, this is like why they should say you should have two people on a podcast so that way this stumble-bum shit doesn't happen. But you know what? Fuck it. You guys get what you get from me. And I hope it's good. So, like I said, big into wrestling. September 9th in Harrisburg, show coming up, Enzo Amore. You know, your friends with me on Facebook and stuff like that. I post it all the time. It's got the dates, it's got all that good stuff, you know, when it's going to be and when the doors open, location. And I hope you guys are there. Enzo Amore is going to be in the building, and it's going to be a good ass time. Just saying. So if you're a wrestling fan, I said in my last podcast, support your indie wrestlers. These are your up-and-comers. These are your live performers. These are the people putting your bodies on the lines just to entertain you. I mean, and it could be 18-year-olds to 25-year-olds, all the way up to 40 or 50-year-olds. And there's still some that still go to this day strong just to entertain you guys. And you're not going to spend a crazy amount. Hell, going to an indie show cost you less than going to the fucking movies today. Cost you less. And guess what? It's live entertainment. So get your asses in the seats. Get out there and support this young talent. Because you never know. That one kid that's going in the ring right there could be very big. And you might have gotten his autograph. And he might have just been a little greenhorn. And you had no fucking idea of it. But guess what? Now he's the next John Cena. And you missed out because you were like, oh, it's indie wrestling. You know what? Go fucking see it. Go fucking see it. Alright, so if you got any video game heads out there in podcast land right now, my latest game I've been playing is AEW Fight Forever. I gotta say, digging it. They put this new feature on it. It's Stadium Stampede. So you got 30 guys wrestling around a huge arena, like a football arena and stuff like that. And it's like cross with Fortnite, so it's kind of cool. So if you guys get the chance to check that out, do it. I mean, it's helped me through this downtime and stuff I've had since my surgery. And like I said, time's right. I am coming back with a motherfucking vengeance. When this shoulder is healed, Lord help me, world, watch out, because I have so much built up in me. So much. Like, this voice right here, that you're hearing coming out, it is just going to be spitting everything and anything, and I do not care what comes out of it anymore. Like, in no regards. Like, if I love you, I'm going to tell you I love you. I'm not going to have any, like, I'm not going to hold back. If I don't like you, I think I'm just going to flat out tell you. I'm sorry, but I don't fucking like you. Plain and simple. You know, and I'm going to do what's best for me and my mental health. You know, and I think each and every one of you should do the same. It's not being self-centered. Not being self-centered whatsoever. It's being you. Be true to yourself. You know, and that's one thing I've been learning is starting to be true to myself. Like, when you're down on your hardest times, trust me. When you are down in your hardest times, you will rise up from them fucking ashes and you will be stronger than ever. And nothing will stop you. You will finally hit that point where you get that mental state of mind right and everything just feels right in the world. You know, we all go through things and, you know, you're just going to get through it. One of the most things I've always said to customers was, if I found out they were having a bad day, and I learned this from a college professor back when I first started bartending. You get busy nights and stuff like that, or you deal with problem customers and whatnot. And the cinema's sitting there, and he looks at me and he goes, you know, you seem like you're not going to make it through it. And I said, man, I'll be fine. You know, be a little rough in the road, you know, whatever. And he goes, just to reassure that, let me tell you something. I said, what's that? He goes, close your eyes. I said, alright. So I close my eyes. He goes, I want you to picture something that you've never made it through in your life. I stopped for a moment. I thought, what haven't I made it through in life? What haven't I made it through? And I couldn't think of anything. And when I opened my eyes, and I said, yeah, I couldn't think of anything. And he said, that's the exact point. You are here today because you've made it through everything in your life. And that's actually been a statement that's been holding me through all this. And I hope that statement helps you guys out too. You know, no matter what kind of day you're having, you made it through it. You made it through. So, and that goes out to all my people in the service industry. Like, y'all motherfuckers, like, you are the heroes out there. I praise you all for all the mental abuse you go through with people. Like, the mental abuse. I mean, one thing that bugs me the fucking most, and I'm going to be real with y'all, and if you're one of these people listening to this podcast right now, I'm going to say this with love, fuck you. when you ask me, no or less ice in your drink, and you expect more alcohol, you are not getting more alcohol. You are getting more mixer. You are getting more juice. You are getting more soda. Whatever you're putting in that, I'm still giving you the exact same amount of alcohol in that drink as if I put more ice in it or put ice in it. So, here, I'm going to teach you all a trick. If you really want to taste your alcohol in your drink and you think it's not strong enough, ask for extra ice. When you ask for extra ice, it fills up the volume in the cup, so you have less mixer. Science. Just signs. And if you're gonna order something, I want y'all to think about this, because this happens so much. If you come up to the bar, put your money down, and you say, I want a Tito's and vodka, and I look at you and I walk away, there is a reason why I walked away. Because Tito's is vodka. I'm not gonna give you a Tito's and vodka. Like, that drives me nuts. That drives me up a wall. Like, I will walk away from you. I won't even like give you a good expression like or anything. I just, nope, on to the next. And is it rude? Maybe. But at the same time, if you are old enough to go out to a bar and order a drink, at least order it right. At least order it right. I mean, as it being a vet in the business, I mean, little things that bug me in this business is one, and it's just me. Maybe it's because I'm anal retentive or whatever. I don't know. But like, when I used to hear, for me, like when I would go out, can I get a Jack and Coke? But when I hear it backwards, can I get a Coke and Jack? It throws me off. It's just one of those little pet peeves that I have. I don't know, like I said, I've been doing this almost 23 years, and you know what, you deal with the public, it definitely wears on your soul. It wears on your soul so damn much. I mean, in this business, I've already had a gun pulled on me because the guy thought he didn't have enough alcohol in his drink. I've been working in clubs already where they were understaffed on security, and a huge riot had taken place. And when I say riot, people were jumping over the bar and like hiding, bottles were being thrown. I seen our bouncers get the shit kicked out of them. I mean, it was horrible. It was a bloodbath. And so certain aspects of this business you love, and certain aspects of this business can be very, very detrimental to your mental health. And seeing shit like that, insane. I mean, that night that happened, there was, let's see here, 6 police departments that showed up. If I remember correctly, it was 27 people were arrested, and something like 34 people went to the hospital, all because of high tensions, because of a crowded club on New Year's Eve. And it happened in, like, literally at, let's see here, it might have been 11:40, 20 minutes till midnight. And by the time midnight hit, the place was jam-packed, ass to nuts all the way through the place. And it was just a mess. I'm glad nobody was, how can I put this, nobody died that night. I know there were people injured, but I'm glad nobody died that night. And that's the problem too, when alcohol can get involved in certain situations. I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, like, I've seen so much shit in my lifetime with bartending. The good, the bad, the ugly. You know, I've been fortunate enough already to bartend for Alice Cooper. Even though Alice Cooper don't drink. He likes a cranberry with club soda and a splash of lime, and it is drink, more or less, when he's hanging out with his road crew and his band. His daughter, though, loves to drink. Jeez Louise. I still remember that night. I was working in a club in downtown, which was right across from the venue, and boss that night says, we're gonna close down for tonight. We got a private party coming in. And I'm thinking, like, every time private parties happened, I always was not a fan of them, because the place was rented out, nobody really tipped or anything like that, so you just felt like you worked your ass off for nothing. And I waited and waited and waited, and it got to a point where it was like an hour and a half had gone by, and I'm just standing around twiddling my thumbs. And then, lo and behold, the front door opens. These big guys come in with, like, denim vests. You know, they kind of have a biker's feel, and it was not our usual crowd. And I look at my boss, and I said, what the fuck's going on here? And he goes, just wait. And he's got the smile on his face. Behind, I don't know if they were roadies or security, whatever, move out of the way. Here comes Alice Cooper, and I'm just standing there like, what? What just happened here? Like, what? What? So I did have to pull the Wayne's World. And this is back in my limber days. I jumped over the bar, ran over, slid on my knees, and did the, I'm not worthy. And he stuck his hand out like he did in the movie. But let me just tell you, the dude is super intelligent. If I could sit down with somebody and, like, have a conversation, you know, like, really in-depth with stuff, you know, he would be one of them. I mean, he just came off very genuine and very intelligent and intellectual. I mean, you look at the guy, you wouldn't think so, but, man, I could sit and talk to that dude for hours. But I'm glad I got the brief interactions I did with him that night. And yeah, that is definitely up there on my list of memories and experiences in this career. So, you know, never take life for granted. You never know what's going to happen. You never, ever, ever know what's going to happen. All right, so I'll tell you another story here that I know it feels like I'm name dropping right now, but it's just stuff that's happening, man. Like, so there's this one time back before I started bartending, and this is where it branches off a little bit into my previous, before my bartending career. I used to deliver pizzas. For me, I always liked the tipping industry because I had always had money in my pocket. It made me feel accomplished because I always had money in my pocket. I didn't have to wait for a paycheck or anything like that. You know, I mean, the paycheck came, but I felt accomplished because every single day I had something in my pocket. So I'm working for this pizza shop, and they had a contract with the one entertainment venue around here, and they had my boss goes, dude, I want you to take this. I know what you've been doing all day working. And I'm like, dude, what do you mean? Like, Stony Baloney, like Stony Jabroni or whatever. And he goes, let's be real. You know you're going to do that with me after work, too. And I was like, you're probably right. Like, you know, we're fucking stoned out. So he goes, I got this delivery. Take it down. Take it in. You know, and I hope you enjoy it. And I said, I'm looking at him like, enjoy it? Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, man? Enjoy it. I'm just delivering food. So get in the car, go down to the venue, park the car. I'm not even really paying attention to what's going on. And as I'm carrying the food up, I kind of look up to the marquee and I'm like, huh, Willie Nelson. Now, as I'm walking in, there's this older gentleman, probably about, I don't know, 70, 75 years old. He looks at me and he goes, hey, man, I got a question for you. I said, what's up? Like, I'm looking confused. Like, why is this guy asking me questions? And he goes, do you think when Willie Nelson, like, everywhere he goes, do you think he has, like, somebody supply him his weed or he brings it with him? And I was like, I don't know. He goes, you about to find out. I said, what? In that moment there, I swear to God, I peed a little bit. I felt like there was a little dribble because at that time I had to wear khaki pants. And I think I looked down and I seen a little piss spot on my pants. And I'm like, oh, God. So now I got to meet Willie Nelson with a little pee spot there. And I'm thinking to myself, in that moment, like, I forgot about them because I was stoned afterwards. Like, it happened so fast. And he's walking me and he takes me down under the stage. And we're going back to, like, towards his dressing room. And he goes, there you go. So now I'm, like, taking my time going up to the door, like, trying to gather my thoughts and figure out what I'm going to say to this man. Like, it's Willie fucking Nelson. Like, what am I going to say to Willie Nelson? You know, because I totally, I want to say something great. I want to make it be epic. Like, I want this to be one of the best fucking moments ever. Knock on the door. He answers, oh, hey, man, food's here. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm stuttering and stuff like that. And he goes, all right. And all I could do after he took the food, I shook his hand. And I don't know why this popped into my head at the moment. It could look because I was stoned. I don't fucking know if it's because I was stoned or not. glazy eyes, red-eyed, I looked him square in the face, and I shook his hand. And I don't know if it's a 1 second or 30 seconds to come out of my mouth, but the only thing I could say was, it's so great what you did for Farm Aid. And that was that. I couldn't think of anything else. I wanted to ask him, like, there was a million and one questions running in my head. And he just looked at me in the most awkward way and said, yeah, thank you, man, thank you. And I just said, thank you. And he tipped me $20 and then closed the door on me, and I'm just standing there for like another, I don't know, like 10 seconds just staring at the fucking door. And I was like, I just met Willie fucking Nelson. And all I could say was, thank you for what you did for Farm Aid. Like, bro, I always remember I was kicking myself in the ass all the way back to my car, like, just shaking my head, like, stupid, stupid, stupid. But, yeah. Oh, man. I've told people sometimes I've lived maybe a boring, interesting life because I didn't travel around the world or anything like that. But I did get some cool experience, and sometimes in some of the most random moments. And looking back, I really appreciate those moments. And that one there is as stupid as I seemed in that moment, being Stony Jabroni. I mean, thank you for what you did for Farm Aid. Like, that's all I could fucking say. To Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, the godfather of ganja. I could only say thank you for what you did for Farm Aid. Oh, God. I'm going to play a song for you guys right now.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got game. PE 1998.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelins, sign of a local nigga unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, where Christ is in all this crisis? Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O's
near. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Damn, was it something I said? Pretend you don't see, so you turn your head. Ray scared of his shadow, doesn't matter. Thought of reparations, got a plan with the population. Nothing to lose, everything's approved. People use, even murder's excuse. White men in suits don't have to jump. Still 1,001 ways to lose with the shoes. God takes care of old folks and fools, while the devil takes care of making all the rules. Folks don't even own themselves, paying mental rent, the corporate presidents. 1 out of 1 million residents, be a dissident who ain't kissing it. The politics of chains and whips, got the sick missing chips and all the championships. What's love got to do with what you got? Don't let a win get to your head or a loss to your heart. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O is
near. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right, everybody got game, and we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
There's something happening, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I got to beware. Each time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, yo, I don't think they heard you, Steve.
and a new world order is about to begin. You know what I'm saying? Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love conquers all. You understand what I'm saying? This is a call to all you sleeping souls. Wake up and take control of your own cipher, and be on the lookout for those spirit snipers trying to steal your life. You know what I'm saying? Look within inside yourself for peace. Give thanks, live life, and release. You dig me? You got me?
All right, so here's something I got to get off my chest. It's something that happened to me about a couple years ago. So the job I worked at, I was working, and my wife came in to tell me I needed to leave that night because my brother's passing. So we'll leave it at that. So we're on this job here. As time went on, I noticed that this place had issues. For whatever reasons, I'd rather not go into them. And somebody had to take off because somebody had passed away. And it wasn't me. This is a few weeks after my brother's passing. And the owner, and this is one thing that really, this is actually what made me leave that job. It wasn't because I was getting something else. It was for this simple fact right here. And the fact that this person actually had the sack to say this in their, even in their time of frustration to me, knowing what I went through, they said, everyone dies and you just need to get over it. Well, first off, let me just say to that owner, fuck you. And secondly, I hope your business fails because you deserve it. That is a cold, heartless thing to say, especially to somebody that just lost their brother. Within a few short weeks from that wonderful thing you had just said. So I am going to dedicate, I have this song coming up next that I always dedicate to my brother. And like I said, I just had to get that out because to that owner, fuck you. Like that, you know, that no employee deserves that shit. And there's a reason why your business isn't going well. And flat out, that's the reason why. So I didn't leave to go someplace else. I just left because the owner was a piece of shit for saying that. And I feel better getting that off my chest. I know there's some people that are going to listen to this and understand where I'm coming from or even the exact location. And that's up to you guys. I'm not going to go into any more detail over it. But that is one thing I just had to get off my chest. And I have no good feelings towards that owner whatsoever. So I smile even saying that too right now because it is what it is, and I think karma will come back around. But I'm going to play a song next that will always be the forever dedication song to my brother. And like I said, Doc Williams, one day we will meet again, my friend. I fucking love you.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. No. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me.
with me for the last
it's
ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and we're small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
All right, guys, it looks like we're getting close to the end of this podcast. You know, a lot of today was a little bit of vent, a little bit of look back, and a little bit of reflection. And I'm looking out the window right now. I mean, the sky looks crazy. And lightning and thunder, and it looks like it's about ready to let loose. So, you know, it's one of those nights, like CCR said, have you ever seen the rain? I think we're going to see that rain tonight. That's for damn sure. Thank you guys for, you know, tuning in with me, sticking with me. And don't forget to check out the Three Beards of Wrestling Podcast. My homies doing their thing. And the Deluxe Podcast Edition as well. They're all doing great things out there. And if you guys are listening to me, I think you should be listening to them as well. Again, I'm so glad I got back into this. And I'm able to finally find this outlet to vent to everybody. And again, it's stuff that's built up inside me for so long that you just gotta let it out sometimes. And I could have other stories that come out too, and you're gonna be like, what the fuck, if you really want to. But I'm gonna mix in so much other stuff with that too. Like, I have music and comedy clips and life and, you know, journeys with everything. Journeys in farming, journeys in my pro wrestling endeavor, all that stuff, man. Like, I just want to take you guys along for the ride, and I appreciate that you're with me. So, you know, like I said, you guys ever need anything, you feeling down, hit me up, show the love. Like I always say, my friends, stay thirsty for music. But lately these days, stay thirsty for music, life, and just experience. Until then, cheers. But wait, let me take that back. Cheers. I am going to leave you with one song. To finish this podcast off. And this is a song that, when it's a Beatles song, alright? So if you like the Beatles, if you don't like the Beatles, whatever. But the way it's sang and how it's done, it actually, the first time I heard it, has brought tears to my eyes, because I think it is so powerful. And I hope it has an impact on you like it does me. So I think we're gonna change that a little bit instead of cheers. Let's just let it be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
And when the broken-hearted people living in this world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though we may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
Cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
Whisper